This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm working on a book about the five senses, and as part of my investigations into my sense of sight, I dug out my old stack of Magic Eye postcards. I bought this set sometime in the 1990s when the 3D Magic Eye auto stereograms were a fad and on display everywhere. An auto stereogram shows an image with a horizontally repeating pattern that changes slightly with each repetition, and a hidden image pops out when viewed from eyes positioned at a certain angle. At first glance, my postcards appeared to show nothing more than a pattern-blurred collection of dots. The trick was that when I unfocused my eyes in just the right way and moved a card to the correct distance, I could suddenly see a three-dimensional image jump off the flat page. Over the years, each time I picked up these cards again, it took me several minutes to regain the knack, and I always felt the same thrill of triumph when I finally saw the hidden image. I could feel my eyes doing their subtle work of focusing and perceiving in a way that I never noticed in ordinary life. Looking at these postcards gave me more appreciation for the complexity of my sense of sight. And as I put the cards away, I realized that I'd held on to this set for decades. Every once in a while, in a bout of clutter clearing, I'd consider finally getting rid of it. After all, I never sent one of these postcards. But my test for keeping a possession is, do I need it? Do I use it? Do I love it? And I did love these postcards. Every few years, I'd discover them in the back of a drawer, and I'd pull them out and have the fun yet again of seeing the bridge, the unicorn, and the archway pop out from the blurred background. Seeing this familiar set of postcards over the years has made me happy, and it has also contributed to my sense of myself, my own continuous identity. Years ago, when I made the impulse purchase of those postcards on sale, I didn't expect that they'd stay with me for the rest of my life. But it's starting to look that way. Just because something isn't often used doesn't mean that it's useless. If you'd like to see a photograph of my postcard book, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'll also post a link to a YouTube video where you can experience the fun of the 3D Magic Eye effect yourself. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.